A circle was there then assembled that we sang these compositions with him, you know. And if I hadn't had this, it would have been a very, very sad time for me.
Oh, yes.
Because I was so used to having these young people. And my father was very, very sad about it, but he didn't want to fight with my mother about it. And he missed these young people that had been always around it. And he was, my father was a darling person, and the young people would come and they said, "Where's the father?" And they would, you know, they were almost as fond of him as they were of me, you know.
Yes.
He was great fun to be with, and he missed that very much. But my mother was absolutely adamant.
And this is certainly a marvelous romantic story, and maybe we can talk a little bit about this Kinderlieder cycle, which is a cycle for soprano, appropriately enough, and one that he dedicated to you, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And this particular cycle was also the work that perhaps more than any other of his early works brought him critical recognition in Vienna, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it was immediately, very widely sung, and the singers loved it. And most of the time, Eric accompanied it, which helped, because the accompaniment is very, very difficult. And in cases where he relies on the accompanist to choose the songs for the singer, which they usually do, this was very much against him, because they saw this very difficult accompaniment and didn't want to tackle it. But since he accompanied himself, that helped greatly in making the songs so widely performed.
I see. Now, why did he pick poems primarily from Das Knaben Wunderhorn? I think this might be interesting to explore.
I think he wanted to do children's songs and this kind of naive and folk-like expression that is in the poetry very much suited his purposes.
Does this... go ahead.
I think he chose generally poems that were very direct and lyrical and very seldom very involved poetry. Say, like Schiller or something that was more epic in its approach. He never tackled things like this. The direct lyric simplicity.
Was Das Knaben Wunderhorn in general as deeply rooted in the Austrian conscience as in the German, would you say?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think it was.
And then he included one poem by Richard Demel, too, the Triumphgeschrei. Did he choose that just because it fit, or...?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when he had always these books around him, and... when he felt the urge to compose, he would leap through them.
I see.
And one of them would hold. Sometimes it was just the first line that caught his attention and gave the spark, so to say. And so I think Alle kleinen Kinder schreien hurra, all the little children cry hooray. You know, I think that...
I see.
Lighted the spark there.
Mm-hmm.
He was, as I told you, in a happy mood, in a hopeful mood.
Yes.
At that time.
And perhaps we can just get out of the chronological sequence for a moment and comment upon the staying power this cycle exhibited. It was done with great success in Los Angeles in 1948, I know, and it's been revived in 1975 with considerable success.
Yeah, I really think that this is a cycle that has no time label on it at all. And therefore, whether you play it now or even maybe in 100 years, it will be the same thing. It is so immediate and it is so very much the thing that it expresses. And the thing itself is so timeless, namely the aspect of the child.
Right.
That I think that will, because he has caught it so completely, I think.
Oh, yes.
That I think it is, as Goldberg said, completely devoid of fashions or